cases. I just jotted down a few cases where people have kindness against other people, like what happens if he goes. We were talking about a sone en elohe, where someone claims that he hates me, and that's why he ruled against me, or he likes the other guy, and that's why he ruled in the opponent's favor. So what would a case of a sone be, possibly, where he didn't come to the kiddush that I made, I made a kiddush, he didn't come, he must hate me, or he shushed me in the middle of davening, he gets angry at me all the time, or you know, I cut him off on the road and he honked at me and he gave me a dirty look, or I got the job that he wanted, right? Different things. I lost a case in his bezdin in the past and he's just always against me. Different reasons why people would say they don't want to be with this dayan. He didn't say Shalom Aleichem to me 3 days in a row, 5 days in a row, right? Different cases. What's the case where someone might like him? Why he might like your opponent, you don't want to be in a din Torah with that person. They were roommates in yeshiva. This person, what chance do I have? My opponent was a roommate with that dayan in yeshiva and he's going to rule my side. Or he's a member of that dayan shul and I'm not a member. Or he's a Talmud of the Rebbe. You know, he was a Rebbe in yeshiva. They're mechutanim. They're not related enough to make him possible as a karo, but they're distant relations, their neighbors, right? Those are different reasons why you might say partners in business, different reasons why you might want to say that the judge is, the dayan is biased towards your opponent. So when can you say that you don't want to go to such a din Torah? When it's such a din Torah, possible even b'di'evet. That's tonight's case. So it starts with the Mishnah. Mishnah Sanhedrin, Chav Zayin on the Bay says like this. Ohev Vahasone. The Mishnah lists different people that are puzzled to be dayanim. Has with Kerovim, and different, who the different relatives are. And then it says, Ha'oe Vahasone. The end of the Mishnah says, someone who's his friend or his enemy. They're also disqualified. The Mishnah is really talking mainly about Eidos, but we'll see that applies to being a judge also. What's pshat in an ohev? What's pshat in a friend who's puzzled? Ohev. Zeshoshvino. That's someone who was his, when he got married, he was the one that helped out the chasan. He used to be a person, they would make a deal, you help me and my chasan, I'll help you at yours. They, it was like a kinyan. That was his shoshvino. And a sone, what's called an enemy? If he didn't speak to him 3 days out of enmity, that's not that he didn't see him for 3 days, it meant that he sat next to him in shul and he walked out without saying hello like he always did. So Amr lo, that's what the Tanna Kama says Rabbi Yehuda holds. That's Rabbi Yehuda talking. So Amr lo, the Chacham disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda and they said, Jews are not suspected of testifying falsely because they like the person or they hate a person. Even such hatred and such love will not influence someone to testify falsely. That's the machlokus in the Mishnah. So let's see the Gemara being surprised that explains this machlokis, and from that we'll see, well of course we're going to pass him like the Chachanim, and we'll see what that has to do with a case of Dayanim. Tan Rabbanim, Gemara Zil Chavtes Amid Aleph, the Chachanim taught a Braisa. Pasuk says, Hulo Oyev Lo, Vala Mavakesh Ra'ah. So this is talking about someone who killed someone Bishogeg by the Ari Miklat. It says if he didn't, the Pashup Shad is if he wasn't an enemy and he wasn't trying to harm him beforehand and he killed him accidentally, so he goes to Galus. The Gemara makes a drasha, there's extra words here. Hulo Oyev Lo, he wasn't an enemy, it's not talking about the murderer. It's talking about the witnesses testifying. Hulo Oyev Lo, if he wasn't an enemy, Ya'idenu, then he could be a kosher witness. V'lo Mevakesh Ra'ah also, if he wasn't trying to harm him beforehand, so Yadinenu, he could be a kosher dayan. That is the prerequisite to be a dayan. He can't be a sone, and also he can't be a sone. So Gemara says, Ashkechan sone. So we see from this drasha that a sone can't be an aid or a dayan. By the way, this is a point to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanna Kama. Oh, hey, Menalan, how do you know that he can't be his friend? So Gemara says, Kari Bei Kochi. Read the pasuk like this. The pasuk says, Hu lo oyev lo, but very similar in sound is lo ohev lo. You can read it as, and he wasn't his friend. Only if he's not his friend, Yaidenu, can he testify about him. But if he's his friend, then he can't testify. Hu lo mevakesh ra'ah also. He wasn't trying to harm him. Ra'ah also, v'lo tov also. Also, he wasn't trying to benefit then yidinenu, such a person could be a dayan. So that's the Rav Yehuda's drasha. So fact the Gemara immediately, see, that's a funny drasha. Ohev, it sounds like ohev. Right? What kind of drasha is that? The Gemara says, you're right, that's not the real reason. That's not the real source for Rav Yehuda to apostle an ohev from being an aid or a dayan. El svaru, rather it's a svara. Oh yeah, in my time, why do we say an enemy is disqualified? Mishum derachla daite, because he's so far removed from his das, is so far removed from that person, he's never going to see him in a good light. So oiv name. So the same thing as a friend, misvara, we can say the same thing. Mikrava daite, he's so friendly with him, he's so close to that person, he'll never see him in a bad light. So therefore, he's possible to be a witness, and he's possible to be a dayan, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what does the Chacham do with these psukim? It seems a clear raya, like of Yehuda. Rabban, what do they do with it? Haylo oyev lavelam evakis v'asa my darshini. What do they do with this pasuk? What do they darshin? The Gemara says chad ledayon. One is to disqualify a judge. That even though the Chachamim in the Mishnah disagree with Rabbi Yehuda and they say, well, nechshon Yisrael akach, Jews aren't going to lie just because they like someone or they dislike someone, but to be a witness, to be a dayan, to be a judge, that involves more. To be a witness, all you have to do is say what you saw. You saw him hit his car, not that his car hit the other one. So because you like one or dislike one, you're not going to lie. But when you're judging someone, there's a lot of factors. You have to hear the whole case, you have to hear the way they're saying it, and try to figure out what exactly happened, and then look up the halacha, and it involves a lot of decisions. If you're an ohev or a soneh, so the chachamim agree, in that case, you might be, even though you're not maliciously going to favor one over the other, but it could influence your decision making, and in that case, the chachamim agree, regarding being a dayan. You can't be an ohev or an oyev. You can't be a soni or an ohev. You're possible to be a dayan. And iduch and the other drasha kiritanya margus and brisa that the chachamim hold, and it's the halacha lemaisa also that the two dayanim can't hate each other either. Besides not being able to be possible if they hate the baalidin, two sonim cannot sit on a dintar together, and that we're not going to talk about tonight. That's not sinogeya us. So the Gemara clearly paskins, if we go like Chachamim, the Gemara is going to come out that a dayan cannot be a soneh and cannot be an oy. Right? He's posel. When he says posel, what does it mean posel? It's a machlokus rishonim. The Hagos Hashvi says when it says posel, it means oy v'soni. The Hagos Hashvi right here, oy v'soni misli l'chachila. It means l'chachila they're posel. I love b'di'evit. If there was a case and then someone wants to overturn it because, hey, I just found out that he hates me or he likes the other person, so it's not posel b'di'evit. That's what the Hagos Hashvi says. Beis Yosef is nedayik the same thing from the Rambam. We'll see soon those who disagree with his diyuk, but the Beis Yosef holds the Rambam also agrees that this is only a psul b'di'evet. It is only psul l'chachila, but b'di'evet, if it was already done, the din Torah is kosher. We paskin that, and they ask the other paskin, so where do you have a pasuk saying something's only psul l'chachila, but b'di'evet it's okay? If something's psul, if it's treif, it's treif. It's not, you don't have anything that's treif l'chachila, don't eat it, but b'di'evet if you ate it, it's, you know, it's a pasuk. And what would the svar be? So anyway, there's a whole slew of Rishonim and Achronim, and the consensus certainly is, I have the Levush written here, the Tashbeit, Meiri says clearly, the Meiri, they all say it's a real drasha. Tashbeit says it's not an asmachta here. He proves it's not an asmachta because Gemara first brought Rabbi Yehuda, his drasha, and then said, what did the Chacham do with that drasha? But if we're talking about asmachta, say that's what he does, asmachta, and the Chacham disagree. The fact that we're trying to see what do you do with this pasuk, that Rabbi Yehuda uses it for Eilus, and the Chacham use it for Dayanus, Tashbat says that that's a raya, that it's a deraisa. And the Miri says, when we bring Svara, we say, oh, we know from Svara. Of course he's going to be close to that person. How is he going to rule against him? So a Svara, we always say, we have a Svara, Karal Amli. What do we need a pasuk for? A Svara is even better than a pasuk. So the Bach says, and I think most poskim say, that we go, the Pashas is like, Tam Tosas Rosh brings a lot of Rishonim that hold that even b'di'evet, it's not a good din because we're afraid that he doesn't have to, our Svara doesn't make a difference anymore, it's because there's a Gezeiras HaKosav that says that an ohev or a sone are possible to be a dayan. The svara being because we're afraid that they're biased. Right? That's the bottom line. Now there's another Gemara that will complicate things. Gemara's in Ksuvos, Kofei Amud Beis. We'll be seeing more of this Gemara in coming weeks when we talk about Shochad. But the Gemara starts like this: Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, "Lo leidun inish dina l'man derachamle. A person should not judge someone he likes, v'lo l'man desanele, nor someone he hates. Why? Derachamle l'chazi leichova. The one he likes, he'll never see anything bad about him. The sonile, the one he hates, l'chazi leischus, he'll never see anything good about him. So Rav Papa says a person shouldn't judge anyone he likes or anyone he hates. That seems to go with what we learned in Sanhedrin. However, Tosu says, if you look at the Gemara carefully, they're very different. Tosu says, look, there's supposed to be Tosu inside. Lo leman desonile, lo leman derochim, like this Gemara. Tosu says, la ba'ohev v'sonei de'ari ve'rav Yehuda rabbanan gabi edus ayri. This sugya is not talking about the same type of friend and enemy that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim were arguing about when they were talking about edus in this Mishnah in Sanhedrin we started with. Why? The legavi dayan, because when we're talking about a judge, afila rabbanan moda the pasul, because the Chachamim agree that a judge is pasul in Sanhedrin, k'demasei mikra mitarek zebara, like the pasul concluded in Sanhedrin that we read. The imkain, because if we were talking about the same ohev and soni that we were talking in Sanhedrin, like Dovi said, havalei lasuye hacha kradahasam, we should have brought the pasul that we brought over there. That's the raya. Ella. Hasam ba'ohe, there when we're talking about a friend, that's a friend kagon shoshvino. That's a friend like the person's best man at the chasana, a really good friend. And sone, the enemy, is a really good enemy. Shalodibir meshalosh yami, someone he didn't want to speak to him for 3 days. Abu Hacha, Tosa says, this sugi and ksuvas is talking ba'ohe, is talking about a friend, kihana tipara. Gadfa, it's not really a best friend. It's someone, the Gemara talks about a case where a feather fell on someone's head, a dayan's head, and the other person went and took it off. And he said, I can't be a dayan for you anymore because now we're like friends. Like he took the blew the feather off his head, where the feather blew on his head and he took it off. And the person came and took it. That's just a chumra over here. The dayanim were machmir on themselves. Like we find in many places where people are machmir. Psulin lo halu, they were not puzzled. Right? Other rishonim, mafarshim, or medagi didn't say of a nigam, but said, Amar Papa, lo leidun inish. You shouldn't do it. It's not a good thing. They didn't say one someone who's rachamay is puzzled. I just said, don't do it. And that's Tosus' deal. That we're talking, when we talk about friends and enemies, we have to talk about two different types. What we're talking about in Sanhedrin, there's a pasuk, there's a xerso kosev, that's talking about a really good friend, like a best man at a chasana, or a really bad enemy, someone you don't talk to for 3 days out of anger. In that case, there's a xerso kosev that you're din, you can't be a dayan and misdama, like we said, your din will be pasul. There's a new sugya in Ksuvas where Rav Papa says, even if it's not such a bad enemy and not such a good friend, but just someone that you're friendly with or someone that you dislike, even then, Rav Papa says, there's a midas chasidus, there's a chumra not to judge such a case. Because it'll be hard to stay unbiased, it'll be hard to stay neutral, and in that case, Rav Papa says, there's a chumra yaseira, so there's a chumra to be machmer. Certainly, in such a case, if they would choose to judge the case, you couldn't say it's overturned because he's an enemy, he's a friend, and it's a xeris kasa, it's fossil, because it's not xeris kasa here. This is just advice Rav Papa was saying. You know, it's hard, it's a hard thing to do. Stay away from such a situation where this person is someone that you might be biased against. Right? But to say that it's possible if he did it, he certainly couldn't say that. It's only if it's a real enemy, a real friend, we would say it's possible. That's the way Tosus approaches these two sugyas. So anyway, that's the derech of Tosus and many Rishonim, that there's two types of enemies, two types of friends. If we're talking about a really bad enemy, a really good friend, that's exeris al-kosuf, that it's possible do raisa according to most possible, we'll go with them, and therefore if they do it, the din will be completely bottled. If we're talking about occasional friends and occasional someone, not even an enemy, but someone they just had some cross paths in a negative way, there's a chumrah to minas chasidus to not judge such a case. Chumrah bi'almo tosus lashon, and certainly if they judge it, it wouldn't be possible. That's the derech tosus. Let's see how the Beit Yosef understands the Rambam. The Rambam, according to the Beit Yosef, has the opposite look at this. The Beit Yosef says that we'll see the lashon of the Rambam soon. The Shulchan Aruch passes like him. The Beit Yosef says, the Rambam says, since the Gemara in Ksuvos, Rav Papa just says simply, don't judge someone you dislike or someone you like without going to the extremes of the cases in Sanhedrin. He says it must be, the Rambam holds that when it comes to judging, you're puzzled no matter what. It's possible to judge such a person no matter what, no matter what type of friend, no matter what type of enemy, to be a witness there. The only time Rabbi Yehuda will say it's possible is if it's a really bad enemy, a really good friend. But when it comes to Dayanim, where the Chachamim agree that there's a problem, the Rambam learns from the Sugya in Ksuvos that it's not just a really bad enemy, a really good friend. Anyone that you're friendly with or dislike, you're puzzled to be a dayan. It's not just a midas chasidus, you're completely puzzled for it. Now, but remember, the Beis Yosef also held that according to the Rambam, b'diyeved, it's okay, which we said most poskim disagreed with him. But in one way he's being mach, one way he's being meikel. Let's see the way the Shulchan Aruch says it, and this is the lashon of the Rambam in same siman Zion we've been talking about, halach siv Zion. The Shulchan Aruch says like this: Asur li adam lodun l'mishahu oavo. Right, he's saying asur, it's forbidden, not that. Well, it's a minus chasidus not to. He says it's asur to judge someone that you like. Even though it wasn't a best man, below reyo asher kanashu, even though it's not a friend who you love like yourself, which by the way the Torah says that lashon, and the poskim say, even though the Gemara says shoshvino, that's just an example. But any really really good friend certainly fills this rule of an oev gomor, a really good friend. So the Shulchan Aruch says it doesn't have to be such a good friend. And he shouldn't judge. It's asur to judge lo lamisha sono, someone that he hates. Afa pisha eno oyev lo, even though he's not a real enemy. Belama vakishro also, he's not trying to harm him. Right, and even though it's not that he didn't speak to him for 3 days, and certainly someone he tries to harm. Right, and so that certainly makes him an oyev. Certainly in that case he'd be possible. But even if it's not such a case, he is asur to judge such a case. The two baledinim have to be equal in the eyes of the judges, who believe them in their hearts. If the dayan didn't know any of the two people, he was just sitting there passing shaylos, and two people come out on the street and they ask him a shaylah that he never met them before, so he doesn't know anything that either of them do, there's no better dayan than that. So that's the lashon of the Rambam, and so the Rambam is clearly mushing together the Mishnah in Ksuvos and the Gemara in Ksuvos, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, and saying that an Ohev and a Sonei are both possible, and they're both possible no matter how much, how little you hate him and how little you like him. As long as you're an Ohev or a Sonei, it's asur for you to be a Dayan, and there's where the Beis Yosef is Midayik. The Rambam just says asur, so the Rama says, Umiyu imdanu dinayim din. If they did, they already had such a case. You can't go overturn the verdict after it's because you didn't like you lost. You can't overturn it because this is the Rambam Shita, that b'diyeved, their din is a din. That's Shita number one. The Rama, though, argues with based on Tosus and the other Rishonim. The Rama brings two different versions of the Chalkin. Version number one, he says, Yeshomrim. Devasono mamish, if it's a real enemy, someone he didn't speak to for 3 days, mitocheva, out of hatred. Oh, have a mamish, a real friend, that it's a good friend, or the best man, and the chasna, b'shaloin, dinayim din. In that case, their din will be possible, even b'diyavid, right? That's the Ramah going with all those, the Rishonim, and the early Achronim. The Ramah is paskening that, like the Pashas in the Sogyu, puzzle means you're puzzle. It's a Gzeres HaKosuv, and you never have a Gzeres HaKosuv that's only it's okay. The Ramah says, according to that shita, it's puzzle completely. Now, what's the Ramah hold? What are these Yeshayim hold about someone who's not quite that bad an enemy and that good of a friend? So Ramah doesn't say clearly, but the Sma and the Birkei Yosef, the Chidah, they both understand the Ramah is saying, it'll nevertheless be Aser. Medamus, he agrees with the Shulchan Aruch that any friend and any enemy is Aser to judge the Chachila, but that's not the Pasuk though. Bidiyavid, it'll be okay because it's just a Chumrah. It's not a real Isser Daraisa. Then the Ramah says a second way of saying this shita, Yeshamim. The Chol She'ena Ohava Osono Mamish, if he's not really a good friend or a really bad enemy, Mutter Ladano. It's completely Mutter to judge him. Ve'ena Elamidas Chasidas Lachmash Ladano, it's all you mean is Chasidas, like Tosa said, not to judge him. Right, so this is the way the Chita understands these three shitas. He understands like this. The Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam and the Ramah's first viewers, which are explaining the Shulchan Aruch, hold that there's no two levels of friends and enemies. Any friend and any enemy, it's usher to be a dayan to them, and the Bali Din could disqualify them before they come to the interpreter. I can't be go to such a case, to such dayanim, because they hate me, or they like me, or they like the other person. So I can't go to such a case. So that would be the Shulchan Aruch's stock. However, if he went and he wants to overturn it based on the fact that they hate him, the din would be a din. Did he have it? Even if it was someone who really hated him and hadn't spoken to him for 3 days, and a really good friend, his best friend, the best man at his chasana, the din would be a din b'diyevet. That's according to the Shulchan Aruch. Ashkenazim will go with the Ramah, and the Ramah is going with Tosfos, who's saying, number one, if it's a bad enemy, a very good friend, there the din is puzzled b'diyevet, because there's a daraisa, isur daraisa, there's a kasuv that such people cannot be dayanim. If it's not such a good friend, it's not such a bad enemy, it's like these cases that we spoke about, some of the cases we spoke about, we'll go through the list before we finish. If it's not such a bad enemy, not such a good friend, so then the Ramah has two ways of saying it. There's two ways of understanding it. Either the last way he said it, like Tosu seems to say, it's just a chumra b'yamas, a minas chasidus, not to judge such a case. But you really, if you want it, it's no problem. And certainly the Bali didn't have no way of saying, well, we don't want to go such a din Torah. And the other way the Ramah says it, it could be that it'll be even usher to do, and maybe the Bali din would have a way of saying, I don't want to go to such a din Torah. Now, just before I forget, when the Ramah says, that it's a minas chasidus, not to judge such a case, it's important to know that the Marik, all the folks can bring the Marik says, he talks about this case of a Mechutan, and he says, you know, it's a Midas Chasidus not to judge the case, but he says, if you're the only dying around, and through your big tzidkus, you decide, I want to, you know, I'm a little bit biased, and because of that, justice will not be served. There's no one that will hear the case. You're the only dayan that can hear it. You're the dayanim of the town. You're the dayanim of the kehila. So then, certainly, you don't do aminas chasidus at the expense of the Bali din. This is aminas chasidus where I can't, I'm sorry, you know, I want to withdraw from this case to let someone else die and judge it who is not, who has no chash of being biased. If he's threatened, see, the post can talk about, suppose, you know, we say you didn't talk to him 3 days as an enemy. So, you know, I have a good eitzah for you. You don't want to go to a din Torah, don't speak to the judge 3 days. Right? So now you don't speak to him, so now you're an enemy, so you can possibly. It only works if he didn't speak to you for 3 days. But if you're his enemy, it doesn't mean that he's your enemy. Right? So, you know, it would depend. You'd have to see each case at a time. Well, I have a few cases that the post can talk about, and then we'll go back to the ones that we spoke about in the beginning. By the way, I just also want to point out, this isn't like a kara, like a relative. If someone's my uncle, and he's a big guy in town, and we want to go to him, except I can't, he's my uncle. So if my opponent says, look, even though it's your uncle, I want to go cobble him as a dayan, I could still refuse it, because I could say a karav is possible. If there's a kasav that a karav is possible, either of us can, we need both of us to agree to be, in order to go to a karav. But this isn't a karav here, this is all misvara. So in this case, if someone's really my enemy, this guy is really my enemy, and he's not the other person's enemy, and I say, look, he's the best guy in the town, you know, he's enemy, I mekabel him as a judge, so you have to accept it. My Baal Din has to accept it, and he can't say, well, maybe he's going to try to make peace by seeing my side better. It's because the whole psul is that he won't see good in my case. If I'm willing to take that chance, you can't stop me. Same thing the other way around. If I accept this judge, even though he's your friend, you can't say, well, I don't want to because maybe he'll tilt the other way. Right? The whole issue is that he won't see any bad in the friend. If I'm selling, I'm willing to be mochel, I don't mind. So that kavola helps. The chidah says that halacha also. And one other thing, based on the chidah says, based on the fact that we're saying it's amidas chasidus only, assuming that it's only amidas chasidus going to the Ramah, the Ramah himself says, I didn't put it down and it was in room, if it's not a case of three dayanim sitting there in judgment, but it's a case of a zebor, where we'll talk about the different types of dinei Torah in the future, but one type, when there's no bezdin in a town, you pick a dayan and the other person picks a dayan, and then the two together pick a third one. So in that case, the Ramah says, I certainly can pick my friend as a dayan, because my opponent will pick his friend as a dayan, and the main din is decided by the third one. We'll speak about that more in the future. That's only assuming it's a midas chasidus. If they would really be puzzled, so then it wouldn't work. If it's a real sony, that's the conclusion of the chidah. Okay, so let's read some of the cases the pasim talk about, just to get a sense, to get a feel of when you have to be machmer, when it's not even a chumrah, and when it's really bad. The Ramah himself says here, Harav Yachol Yos Dayan L'Tamido. A Rebbe is kosher to be a Dayan for his Talmud. The Aruch HaShulchan says that even L'Chachila, there's no Chumrah over there. No one can pass, the other person can't pass on me, because Aruch HaShulchan's Lash is Chalila. It's Chalila to say that a Dayan will be bending towards the other person because it's a Talmud of his. So the fact that he went to his yeshiva, the other person can't passel him because he's from the other yeshiva. If the two yeshivas are having fights, and maybe that could be an issue. The Marin Leiv says, the Shach Sechen Suder Marin Leiv, he says a lashon like this: Lo shamanu meyolam mishi yifat beg lamer sheyiya chacham hakol passel yezdayin l'shum echem mihakol shelo. No one would ever think to say that he should be puzzled to someone as kehila. Afila misha yiya hashir God. I didn't see it inside the whole lashon, so I'm not sure if he means that this, both are from his kehila. One happens to be paying his salary, and the other one doesn't. He's just a member, or whether he means the difference between someone in his kehila and someone in another kehila. Either way, that also there's no pikbuk, there's no even chumah in such a case. Now, where you have a little bit of a gray area, the chidah says, suppose they're both his friends. Or they're both his enemies. Or he dislikes both. The Dayan dislikes everyone. Or he likes everyone. Right? He's friends. So the Birchei Yosef says, you think, okay, first again, it's equal. They'll have equal Netia towards both. The Chidah says it's not true, because he likes both of them. Some he likes more than others. There's no such thing as, they're all my friends. Some are better friends than others. Some are worse enemies than others. So he says, even though they're both friends, they're both enemies, it still doesn't work. The Aruch HaShulchan disagrees with the Chidah. He holds that if they're both friends, both enemies, it's okay. Halacha Psukah brings a lot of posts that agree with the Chidah on that, against the Aruch HaShulchan. Neighbors, Pesachei Tshuva brings on the Shavuos Yaakov. If it depends what type of neighbor is. If the neighbor is his best friend, it's Rei Asher Ken Nafsho, so then it's going to be Asher Midar Aisa, according to all Shitas, according to the Ramah, and according to the Rambam, it'll be Asher, at least the Chachila. But if it's not, it's just an acquaintance, he's their neighbors, and because of that, they know each other, they borrow things from each other, but it's not like a best friend, they just happen to be friendly. So in that case, there is a Midas Chasidus, right? That's the Ramah's Midas Chasidus case, that to be a Midas Chasidus to be Poreish, but it certainly wouldn't be disqualified as a real disqualification. Just a Chumash, it shouldn't look good, or it might be difficult, but certainly that would not be the case of Psul. And then the Tumim says, suppose, this is what we're talking about, suppose this Dayan really has something against the Baal Din, but not because he cut him off at a red light, or he honked a horn at him and woke up his house for carpool in the morning, but because he does have Averus. Maybe that's an Averus. but he doesn't like it because he does it there because he talks in shul and he keeps on shushing him and he won't be quiet. There's because of Yisurim, he's Mechal Shabbos when he shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. So Tumim says in that case, that's not a sinna to say that you're going to be disqualified. The way that Rav Mishpah puts it on, that would mean that you've just become a big Rasha, that everyone hates you because you're such a big Rasha, and then no one's ever going to take you to Din Torah, because how's the Dayan's going to always hate someone that's doing Averas? So certainly we're not talking about such a case. We're talking about this one. We're talking about a Sani. It's because of personal interactions they've had. That's why they're a Sani, not because he's been doing any Averas. That doesn't make someone a Sani. So let's just review what we learned, and then we'll talk about these cases we mentioned in the beginning that I jotted down over here. We've seen that there's two sugyos and two ways of looking at the two sugyos. The way the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam look at the two sugyos, they say there's only one halacha called a sone and an ovid being possible to be a dayan. And that psul, according to the Beis Yosef, is only a lechachila tika psul. Most others say in the Rambam that it's a psul d'oraisa. That was just the Beis Yosef, you say it's Rabbanan. Most tshuvas svarim all disagree with Beis Yosef's understanding of the Rambam, and they say it's true. You might be able to say the Rambam holds in all cases they're possible because the sugya and tshuvas goes together with the tshuva and Sanhedrin, but it's then you have to say that the din is puzzle b'di'evet, certainly in the case where it's a real Sony and a real Oheg. So that's the Rambam Shita. The Ramah Shita is what tells us that there's two different types of enemies and friends. If it's a real enemy that you hate and you want to really see bad things happen to him, so you don't speak to him, so that type of enemy you can't judge l'chachila and b'di'evet, such a din will not be a kosher din. And if it's your best friend, you can't judge him there also. If there's a kosher, the din will be possible. If it's just an acquaintance, it's a friend, your friend Lee with him, or you dislike him, but it's not a real enmity, so in that case, we'll go with the second way the Ramah says it. You're Mikra din, you are kosher to be a dayan, as long as you don't feel any, as long as you feel you could judge it fairly. However, there's a minis achir chasidus to be machmir if it will, like we said, like the marik, if it doesn't cause any undue harm to the litigants, meaning that there's other dayanim around available, so then it'll be wise to do a minis chasidus and bow out of it. So just as we talked about it, I'm angry because he hung the Baal Din thinks that the judge is angry at him because he hunked at him when he's cutting him off at the road. So that's it depends. That's probably nothing. But if at worst it's a sone who's only a minas chasidus according to the Ramah, and that wouldn't disqualify him from being a dayan. And the dayan himself knows whether he really got angry at him and really he holds this as a low life. And there's no, he wouldn't be a dayan if he thought that way. If he shushed him in shul, that's no problem because that's. Even if he hates him because he talks during davening all the time, but that's a hatred for Kinas Hashem. It's not a personal hatred, and that wouldn't be a problem. He didn't come to his Kiddush, so it depends. Does he really hate him because of it? He's probably not going to stop talking to him. If because of that, he's going to stop talking to him for 3 days, so then he'll become that type of Sony where he's puzzled even did he have it. If it just means he's not so happy that he didn't come, that he didn't come to his chasen, he doesn't never comes to his simchas, so he holds he's lazy, but it doesn't mean that he hates him. So there also, that'll just be the midas chasidus, like the Ramah says. If he lost cases in his bestin in the past, that certainly should not disqualify the dayan because that's part of the job. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. At worst, he'll hold that this person is nudnik, or he has he always likes getting involved with things, but that doesn't make him a sone. The other side, they were roommates in yeshiva. Well, if they remain best friends and they were best men at the chasanas and they remain very close, so that could be a problem. But if it's just that they were roommates among the 20 roommates he had in yeshiva, this is one of them, and now he sees him 20 years later, that will just be a midas chasidus again. If anything, if they haven't had contact, there's not even midas chasidus. If they're members of the shul that we saw, that's also not even an issue at all. Atama we saw not an issue. The mechutan, the marik said, is a case where there is a midas chasidus, and that's his example. Though if it would cause undue harm, then don't take advantage of the midas chasidus.